Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umedani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Nakata family. Our speaker this morning is Reverend So Kalu of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Kalu.
Let's put our hands together in Gassho and recite the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, and thank you all for tuning in today's White Way radio broadcast. I am Reverend Saul Kalu, Associate Minister of the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. This week, Sunday, on April 22nd, we are observing an event that is intended to inspire awareness of and appreciation for the Earth's environment. This event is Earth Day. Why is it very important for us to become aware of and take care of our environment? We have studied science in the classrooms and schools and have learned that the Earth is not the biggest in size among the planets in our solar system, but nevertheless, it is a very unique planet. It is the only planet in our known solar system and galaxy that is capable of supporting life. There is no other place like it, as far as our modern science knows. The Earth is perfectly situated away from the Sun in what scientists call the Goldilocks Zone, from the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The Earth is neither too cold nor too hot, and just right for life to evolve and continue living. But the Earth is also a very delicately balanced planet, and what we humans have been doing to it for the past several hundred years is making it dirty, polluted, and no longer suitable for many plants and animals that have gone into extinction. When we upset the delicate balance of our environment, we are not only endangering many animals and life forms, but ourselves as well. Many diseases that we now see in our modern life are the direct results of such unwholesome actions that we do, that make our Earth less conducive to living. Many forms of cancers, respiratory problems, and heart diseases can be attributed to the pollution of our air, water, and food supply. Even the COVID-19 virus pandemic has an indirect connection to the destruction of our forests that are the homes of many animals that carry the virus. When we use more and more of the forests and other wildlife habitats for our own use, we come in closer contact with these animals that harbor diseases fatal to us human beings. Plus, creating more pollution changes the climate patterns of the Earth, and now we are seeing the melting ice caps, unusual hot weather or freezing conditions where there normally should be none. These unusual events caused by man-made changes in our environment only led to our eventual suffering and difficulties. There is actually a story of one of the Buddha's followers that relate to recycling and the care of the environment. The Buddha's disciple named Ananda was offered by the queen of the city where they were staying, and who was also a follower of the Buddha's teachings, some 500 new clothes for the monks to wear, which Ananda received with great satisfaction. However, the king, hearing of the generous donations made by his queen, was suspicious of Ananda's intention, and asked him what he will do with the 500 garments. Ananda replied, "O king, many of the monks are wearing rags. I will distribute these among them." The king then asked Ananda, "What will you do with the old garments?" "We will make bed covers out of them," replied Ananda. The king asks again, "What will you do with the old bed covers?" "We will make pillowcases." "What will you do with the old pillowcases?" "We will make floor covers out of them." And this dialogue went on until Ananda was able to explain that nothing that the monks possess ever goes to waste when the items get old. They are reused or recycled for a different purpose. There are two important Buddhist lessons we can derive from this story. First, the Buddha, even during his time, was already encouraging people to recycle to protect the environment from pollution. The second, the Buddha is reminding us that everything we think we possess or count as ours, quote-unquote, do not really belong to us, but only entrusted to us temporarily. We can never take anything with us, not one single thing, when the time comes for us to leave this physical existence. Everything we now own will someday belong to someone else. That is a universal truth. Even money. Just think of money as an acronym for momentarily owned, never eternally yours. M, momentarily, O, owned, N, never, E, eternally, and Y, yours. M-O-N-E-Y, money. Momentarily owned, never eternally yours. When we develop this awareness that everything in this world belongs to the world, not just to a few individuals, we become less self-centered and more willing to share with those who are in need. When we share the earth's resources evenly and fairly, there is less greed, less competition to produce the most for profit alone. This means less overusing the earth's resources that leads to pollution and depletion. Let us always keep in mind that we humans are not the only living things in this earth, and every life form, plants and animals, have as much right to live in this planet as us. By keeping our earth free of pollution, we are making the lives of other beings better and healthier. This is the real expression of compassion that we followers of Buddhism, any religion for that matter, should diligently practice in our daily lives. Thank you all for listening today. Let's join hands together in Gassho again and recite the Nembutsu in conclusion. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Kalu, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 16th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. BWA Ishini and Kakushini service will be Mrs. Joan Tamori of Wailuku Honganji. The BWA will meet following the service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Nakata family, and our speaker, Reverend Sol Kalu. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Ms. Linda Nagai, President of the Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. Namo Amida Butsu.